of the year, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
All right, we're back with another Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. On the last show, that was show number 131, we talked with Bob Linden, who's a passionate vegan for 29 years. He's also an activist, has hosted his own show for 13 years. And Bob, as you'll hear, he's definitely animated in what he has to say about his perspective on a vegan lifestyle. So if you didn't get a chance, you can check that out on exploringmindandbody.com/vegan lifestyle. Or you can check us out on iTunes. So today we have a holistic trainer coming on the show. His name is Misha Harris. And not only is Misha a holistic trainer, he's also the lead sports and conditioning coach for Volleyball Canada, who I've actually had the pleasure of working with. As you know from the heading of the show, naturally improve your lifestyle. And with our holistic nutritionist guests, authors, and more, I'm very excited to have Misha on the show and talk about more of a physical training approach and internal lifestyle as opposed to just food, which is kind of what we focus on when we get into holistic nutritionists. Don't go anywhere. We've got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Today, I'm excited to have a holistic performance trainer on with us. It's Misha Harris. You heard all about him in the intro. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Misha.
Thanks so much for having me, Drew. Excited to be here.
As Exploring Mind and Body, the show, we often have holistic nutritionists on the show. And we have people talking about healthy lifestyles, more from the natural end of things. But this is the first time we've actually had a holistic trainer on, per se. Just reading your bio and some of the information that you posted has a lot to do with kind of my own philosophy. So I think it's fantastic that we're kind of on the same wavelength and that you can explain, like our listeners can hear from a different perspective, that it's kind of the same beliefs and norms that kind of we both agree on.
Absolutely, yeah. Happy to share.
Give our listeners a chance to hear about yourself, first of all, so they have a good chance to resonate where you're coming from and who you are.
Well, I grew up as an elite volleyball player. Played for the provincial team, played a little bit of beach national team, played at University of British Columbia, and kind of all throughout that experience, I was a super dedicated athlete, did everything I could with training goals and pursued healthy diets and was going hard in the gym, but I was riddled with injuries. And I was in physio a couple days a week, sometimes up to 5 days a week in heavy times of competition. I had a couple surgeries, and it was all just chronic injury stuff that was sticking around with me. And all of the physio that was getting done and all the strength and conditioning I was doing with it wasn't really getting it done for me. And so I ended up having to retire when I was about 20, 21. It was kind of when my body said, that's enough, you got to call it quits. And from there, I was doing my undergrad in kinesiology at UBC. And so I started to get a little bit interested in kind of what was going on with myself. I'd always liked the process, but now I started to learn some of the science behind it. And started to work with some mentors in the physio and strength and conditioning and sports medicine world and learn a little bit about what I was doing and, most importantly, what I was doing wrong. That allowed me to see kind of where things were falling apart and the common mistakes I was making. And right away, I saw that everyone was still continuing to make those mistakes around me. My teammates and my ex-teammates were suffering the same injuries, maybe not to the same extent, but they were along the same path. And so I started my first company when I was about 21. It was kind of the same year that I retired. I started working with our up-and-coming youth volleyball players in Vancouver, BC, and tried to take them through the process that would stop them from succumbing to the same errors that I had and the errors in programming and the same bad training methodologies.
So more of a preventative approach?
Yeah, it started really on that injury prevention side of things. And that was kind of working with some of the physios and trying to do it from a strictly injury prevention point of view. And then started working more on integrating that in with the strength and conditioning side of things. And so throughout my whole undergrad, did lots of that, did lots of personal training on that, and was kind of getting my feet wet in the industry and learning as much as I could, going to lots of conferences. So when it came to the end of my undergrad, I had a decision to make. I'd always kind of wanted to go into medicine, and after shadowing a bunch of sports med docs in those couple of years, I thought, you know what, this isn't really for me. I'm not really keen on the impact that our sports med docs are having with the athletes. They know a lot of information, for sure, but they don't get to do the one-on-one stuff with them. They don't get to really practice the art of training, the art of rehab. So I got a little bit more interested in physio, and fortunately the mentors I had in physio were doing stuff well and beyond what physio teaches. They were looking at pretty interesting, different stuff that I had never been exposed to. They were looking at how psychology was affecting these injuries, how nutrition was affecting the rehab process, how certain activities that people were doing were causing them to slow down in the rehab process. And so I got exposed to a bunch of really interesting topics by some crazy smart people. And so I decided to go into a master's. And I did a master's in experimental medicine at UBC, which sounds crazy. conjures up images of being in a dark basement with dim lighting and sewing things together. But it's just basically the research side of the medicine faculty at UBC. And going through a whole bunch of different topics during my master's degree, I started looking at EMG research and how timing affects. Muscle timing affects certain injuries to do with low back pain and knee pain. Did a little bit of kinematics work and look at how some biomechanics and relative joint angles affects knee pain in jumpers and runners and things like that. Looked at lots of coordination patterns. And I got frustrated with all that research. Looked at muscle strength too. Was really frustrated with that. Because all of it was just looking at kind of one piece of the picture and trying to say, this is associated to this, yes or no. And ultimately, after about 2 years of going down a couple paths there, I decided I'm not content writing a thesis based on that, saying that this is associated to this, yes or no. Because I wanted to understand what happens in the 40% of people that it wasn't associated in.
So you wanted to find something that was more in depth, like something more coming from the inside out?
Yeah, something that's a little bit more of a holistic view at it. Something that doesn't just say it's this, yes or no, but instead checks the boxes of, is it this? No, it's not. Then what else could it be? Is it this then? Because ultimately, I was a lot more interested in being kind of a clinician and a practitioner than a researcher. And so I just didn't want to say this is effective X amount of time. I wanted to say, I can solve this problem.
Well, you know what? Something that interests me in reading about what you talk about is how there's flaws in the kind of cookie cutter aspect of training and performance and how everyone can train the same way. But we do have to take a quick break. So when we come back, let's get into that and how we can differentiate and help individuals. So how we can treat individuals like individuals and help them perform at their best.
Segment brought to you by Complete Truth Protein Powder. Live free, live true with whole natural foods. No additives, no preservatives, and soy, gluten, and dairy free. Supplement with superfood to energize your day. Visit CompleteTruthProtein.co for more.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body with Misha Harris. He's a holistic performance coach. And we're talking about a different kind of training. I think there's a lot of people that are doing conventional training that don't look quite in depth to where injuries come from, where prevention comes from, and even where the most results come from. So I'm happy to have Misha with us. And we're talking about, you just heard more about his background and how he became a holistic performance coach. And right now, this segment, I want to talk about, Misha, why the kind of performance enhancement is flawed and why athletes shouldn't kind of be treated the same way. And there's different avenues to find success. Can you tell us about that?
Well, one of the things that I saw a lot in the research I was doing during my master's and then in working with a bunch of teams, a bunch of individual athletes across a whole bunch of sports is always that every athlete is pretty different. And that's pretty standard information. People get that. But what they don't do is do a lot with it normally. So in respecting that every athlete is pretty different, they obviously have different needs from a training perspective on the physical side They have different strengths. Some athletes are naturally faster. Some athletes are naturally stronger. Some athletes are naturally more flexible or less flexible. Some athletes naturally have more stability. Some athletes naturally get more stressed or are less stressed. And every athlete responds differently to different nutritional approaches as well. So that's kind of where we wanted to start appreciating some of that, instead of saying, this is what your program is for your sport, because all soccer players should sprint and be able to do this, so everyone should train like this.
So how does that work in a team atmosphere, let's say? If you're working on training programs, do you give them programs individually on their own? Because it would be difficult to train them all at once differently. Would that be fair to say?
Definitely. Very difficult. And that's why it's really not done, is because to run through the assessment for everyone and come up with a total big picture of this is exactly where you're at and you need this many reps of this and you need to do this volume of this and do that within a team setting, really, really difficult. So what we found to be the most impactful with teams is prioritizing education, letting the athletes know that there is a little bit more than just the reps and sets that you put into an exercise that contributes to how it impacts your training. And a big part of that education is letting them know what are the factors that affect your training. Because it's not just how much weight you're going to push in the gym, how much you're going to sprint for a given day.
So how do you figure out those factors?
Well, it's been a lot of trial and error. It's been a lot of mentorship with people who get it. And it's been compiling kind of the best information from a performance training perspective, purely trying to get results. And from a health and wellness perspective as well, trying to achieve health and have a good balanced lifestyle. What we've found a lot is that people are missing out on that more basic stuff and trying to put the icing on the cake a lot on that performance training side of things.
I teach, you know, lifestyle. Like, I believe losing weight and toning up and feeling better is all a byproduct of living a healthier lifestyle. So I think it's interesting you bring up that point in athletes as well, because a lot of athletes just focus on getting faster, let's say, or getting stronger, but they don't focus on the simple things that just make you be a better person.
Definitely. And the whole reason that I've moved into this more holistic realm of performance training is that for a long time I practiced what was widely regarded as kind of the best true strength and conditioning practices, and we were seeing lots of great results with a lot of athletes, but there was still maybe a third or a quarter of athletes who weren't responding well to that, or who were getting injuries popped up that we couldn't really predict when everything looked good from a strength and conditioning side of things.
Yeah,
and so we started to break it down and bring some people involved and bring some physios and bring some osteopaths and bring some naturopaths on board in the process and trying to figure out what's going on here. And how can we do this better?
I personally believe that a lot of injuries come up because of emotional stresses. So I want to hear what you have to say about that. But we do have to take a quick break. So when we come back, let's get into injuries and injury prevention. How about that?
Looking forward to it.
All right, stay right there. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Forms True Talia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, True Talia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. We have Misha Harris with us today, and he's a holistic performance coach. And I like this topic, and I like what he's doing, what he's talking about. And we're just talking about a different kind of approach and being more real and more natural about internally finding your performance and your peak ability to perform, not only in sports but in life as well. I wanted to bring up injuries because it comes up so often, and I think there's a lot of different philosophies and a lot of different perspectives, but I want to hear what you have to say about injuries and prevention and how that works in a holistic manner, Misha. So why don't you talk about that?
Cool. Well, definitely the majority of people who end up coming to see me and have not much of an idea of what I do beforehand are people who have struggled with injuries for a long time in their performance. And so the way that I have put together this model of looking at injuries from a holistic perspective is that we try and manage the weakest link. I tend to view injuries as a breakdown in the system. Unless it's an acute injury and you got hit by a car, then we probably know where that comes from. But if it's chronic injuries or a chronic ankle sprain that you've been doing again and again and again, or a chronic shoulder dislocation that you keep doing, then there's something underlying that. And we want to find the weakest link. First, I took an approach that was, let's look at the weakest link of movement and see just physically, where is this coming from? And this is really similar to a lot of the functional movement systems approach. We use the functional movement screen and the selective functional movement assessment a lot to figure out where is your weak link in movement, what's your most dysfunctional pattern. And we know from lots of research on that, that targeting the weakest link creates changes in the whole system of the body.
I like that.
So if we have hips that aren't moving at all, and you're feeling a whole bunch of low back pain, then let's go at the dysfunctional hips instead of trying to train the back or train the core or any other thing that's associated with back pain.
So more so look to the root of the problem.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then, so that became quite effective. And in working with really fantastic physios and chiros and osteopaths on board, I'm just a strength and conditioning coach, so my scope of practice is limited in that. But at least being able to identify, we've got some sort of problem here that's not responding to corrective exercise, we need to get a clinician on board, that's huge, and that makes us take steps further. What became really interesting for me is after kind of fine-tuning that approach more and more, and realizing that there's a percentage of people that approach doesn't do much for. And a lot of people who have been struggling with injury for a long time have more than just physical stuff going on. So that's really been the birth of the holistic perspective, looking at what other factors contribute to physical symptoms other than your physical traits, your physical movement, your capacity, your technique in sport. And that's what's really led the bridge between the performance, injury prevention, sport-specific side of things, and the health and wellness, lifestyle, basic health side of things.
Yeah, I like how you said that, because I really believe injuries stem from emotional weaknesses in our body that come out and show itself on our body. So I guess that's part of the holistic approach or perspective you're talking about.
Totally. We use, on my website, there's an article up there, and always when we talk about education with our athletes, the tool we use for them is the performance pyramid. And the performance pyramid is the idea of a base of health being the most important thing. That's your strong foundation that you need to have, and you need to have a wider breadth of all the things that contribute to health, your rest, recovery, your emotional health, your social health, your physical health, your nutrition and diet and hydration, how that plays in. And then on top of there, we start to layer the physical things. First one being kind of mobility and movement and motor control on just basic stuff like a human should move. And then building into more of your sport-specific stuff, your actual capacity, how much weight you can lift, how fast you can sprint. And then at the high end of that is your technical expertise in your sport. I won't get into the whole performance pyramid and how that relates to performance, because there's lots of good stuff out of there by Gray Cook and the Functional Movement Systems team. But how it relates to health and creating a balanced athlete is that often we see people who have worked so hard on that high end and trained so hard in the gym, but missed out on something basic on that lower level. They've cut out their relationships in their life and they don't have a support network. They haven't given themselves time to rest and recover and recharge the nervous system a little bit. They are eating something that has a food sensitivity to, or they are eating a lot of carbohydrates and have a high level of inflammation in their body and just aren't recovering from stuff well.
So it's really the whole picture that you're talking about, and without having each puzzle, then you can't get the finished product.
Definitely. And you can spin your wheels long and hard with the absolute best physical protocol or the best physiotherapist in the world working on your hip and giving it the best mobilization, but if your body is still reeling and you're in kind of an inverted performance pyramid side of things, where you're working on what's already a pretty strong link and you're missing the base of that foundation of health, then you're not going to go anywhere very fast.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm glad that you brought that up. A lot of times you repeat things that you, like I do anyway, that I don't know that if it's exactly, you know, what's happening in your body. So, you know, it's good to hear from your perspective that that's what you believe as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's a fun thing when you start to tackle the weak link and see how we can actually put quite a bit less effort into how we approach things and spend less time in training and less money on therapy when we just focus it in a way that makes sense.
From internally, building a strong base and then moving on from there.
Yeah, and going at the weakest link and giving your body what it's asking you for. Because your body's just amazing at giving you signals and saying, I want this and I need this. And when you slow things down and start to pay attention to it and listen to it, it will respond really quickly, and our capacity for change is well beyond what most people are experiencing when they're missing out on something important.
Or what we give it credit for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you give us, I know MishaHarris.com, direct people where you are, what you're doing, and maybe how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, MishaHarris.com is the best place to get me right now. Just a pretty new website. I've put it together in between my time working with our Volleyball Canada athletes and a little bit of coaching beach volleyball and working with our Field Hockey Canada athletes and a lot of my private clients in Vancouver. But I'll be putting up some blog posts there, and I'm always available by email there or at MishaHarris@gmail.com. I love talking about this stuff, so if you have questions, get in touch. And if you're local to Vancouver or going to be in the area, want to come in for an assessment and check stuff out, more than happy to set that up.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, Misha.
Thanks so much for having me, Drew. Love what you're doing here.
I appreciate it. Take care.
After we lost Mom, I was worried about Dad living alone in that big house, but I couldn't imagine him being happy anywhere else. But then Jenny, our comfort keeper, helped to make things right.
Across the country or across town, comfort keepers like Jenny provide in-home care for just a few hours a week or on an extended basis.
Serving Red Deer in Central Alberta, 347-3730 or reddeer.comfortkeepers.ca.
All right, so that'll conclude our episode on Holistic Performance Coach. That's with Misha Harris, and I really appreciate Misha coming on and giving us some of his time. He's definitely busy traveling all around with his different projects. So thanks very much, Misha, for coming on. And thanks, Jamison Brown, my producer, for all his edits and work he does for the show. And thank you for listening in. If you get a chance, you can comment, you can ask questions, you can like and share. We appreciate all that. It helps us move forward and gives me inspiration to keep moving forward. I'm at Twitter at True Form Life, and I'm also on Facebook, so True Form Life. But you can't miss us. We're all over the place. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.